The National Football League's conference championship games will both be held on Sunday afternoon, and both games will be played in Pennsylvania. If the Philadelphia Eagles and the Pittsburgh Steelers win tomorrow, it will set up the first all-Pennsylvania Super Bowl, and that would aggravate sentiments in the middle of the state, where allegiances between the two teams are divided. Joel Rose of member station WHYY from Philadelphia reports.
The town of Greencastle, Pennsylvania, is 160 miles from Pittsburgh. It's roughly the same distance from Philadelphia. But when it comes to football, fans here are squarely behind the black and gold of the Steelers.
I would say probably most people cheer for the Pittsburgh Steelers. When you go to most of the stores, you see Pittsburgh Steelers stuff. Most of the people I talk to seem to like the Pittsburgh Steelers more.
Murray Roseman is the athletic director at a Christian school in Greencastle, and he's a rarity in this town of almost 4,000, an Eagles fan. Roseman says it's hard finding green and silver Eagles gear for his kids. Even his pastor, Jeff Echo of Greencastle Bible Church, roots for the Steelers. Echo says he and Roseman sometimes like to talk a little trash before a game.
It's not necessarily that we get on each other, but we enjoy, you know, ribbing each other.
And I give his children a hard time. One time his children came over and they said they liked the Steelers. And I made them say they liked the Philadelphia Eagles. I have that way of making them do that.
Now one of your sons is now says he's a Steeler fan too, because my son is. So, you know, it goes back and forth.
It's a shame to see how my pastor has corrupted my family. He's supposed to be my spiritual leader for myself and our family.
It's only a slight exaggeration to say that football is like a religion in Pennsylvania. Four of the game's great quarterbacks, Joe Montana, Dan Marino, Johnny Unitas, and Joe Namath, grew up in the western part of the state. The town of Jim Thorpe in eastern Pennsylvania is named after the NFL's first superstar. According to a recent poll, slightly more Pennsylvanians say they are Eagles fans than Steelers fans. But in central Pennsylvania, the Steelers seem to hold a slight edge, says Tim Leone, columnist and sports reporter for the Harrisburg Patriot News.
If you grew up in Pennsylvania in the 70s when the Steelers had their fourth Super Bowl run, I mean, they generated a large fan base that has remained loyal during that era. The Eagles certainly have a vociferous, dedicated, loyal fan base that obviously is getting bigger and more intense because of the success they've had the last 4 years.
The Eagles are playing in their fourth straight NFC title game.
As an Eagles fan for the last 30 years, it's amazing to see how many Eagles fans have emerged in the last 4 years. There's a lot of fair weather Eagles fans coming out of the closet now, but it's about 50-50.
Elizabeth Forster is a bartender at Zembe's, a sports bar in downtown Harrisburg. She thinks the border between Eagles country and Steelers country is the Susquehanna River, just a few blocks west of here. Forster is a Harrisburg native and a lifelong Eagles fan, but she says her fiancé roots for the Steelers.
It causes a little bit of tension. The regular season game, we separated. I watched it at one venue, he watched it at another, just to tone down on the fights. We haven't decided yet what we're going to do if they both make it to the Super Bowl.
If both teams win, even state government may have to change its plans. Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell is scheduled to deliver the state budget address on February 8th. That's the Tuesday after the Super Bowl, and thus the logical day for a victory parade in the winning city. Rendell says he might consider postponing the speech so that lawmakers could attend a parade with a clear conscience.
If both teams win on Sunday, as I expect they will, then we'll take a look at that, and I'll talk to legislative leaders and see what, if anything, we intend to do about it. But yeah, we've actually, sick as it is, we've thought of that.
Rendell may be pulling for both teams this weekend, but he's made no effort to hide his preference for the Eagles. The former mayor of Philadelphia has been a season ticket holder for 35 years. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.